News, I'm Ben Thomas. A polar vortex has spread ice, snow, wind, and cold from the Rockies to the East Coast, leading to lots of shoveling and a major snowball fight in the nation's capital. And Richard Bond at the National Weather Service says,
our attention turns to the parts of the southern plains where we are looking at the potential for another system to take shape that could bring wintry weather to parts of Oklahoma, Texas.
Forecasters also warning Southern California could see a life-threatening, destructive windstorm this week, raising the risk for wildfires. Back in Washington, no fight on Capitol Hill as Congress certified Donald Trump as the winner of the 2024 presidential election. Vice President Kamala Harris presided over the joint session.
What should be the norm and what the American people should be able to take for granted, which is that one of the most important pillars of our democracy is that there will be a peaceful transfer of power.
Lawmakers convened under heavy security after Trump supporters stormed the Capitol 4 years ago. In New York, Julie Walker reports sentencing in Trump's hush money case remains set for Friday.
Manhattan Judge Juan Merchan on Monday ordering Trump's sentencing to proceed, rejecting a push by Trump's lawyers to postpone it indefinitely while they ask a state appeals court to reverse Merchan's decision that let the conviction stand. Trump can still ask the appeals court to intervene and order a stay or pause. His lawyers have told Judge Merchan that if his sentencing happens, he will appear by video rather than in person. Last week, the judge did signal he's not likely to sentence the Republican to any punishment for his conviction on 34 felony counts of falsifying business records.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's resigning amid rising discontent over his leadership after nearly a decade in power. And the first human bird flu death in this country has been reported in Louisiana. This is AP News. Mixed finish on Wall Street Monday. The Dow slipped, but just 25 points, while NVIDIA and other tech stocks led the S&P and the NASDAQ higher. The S&P up 0.6%, the NASDAQ 1.2%. And McDonald's is ending some of its diversity practices. Hai Panjwani has the company's explanation.
McDonald's is saying it's because of a U.S. Supreme Court decision that outlawed affirmative action in college admissions. McDonald's is the latest company to shift its tactics in the wake of the 2023 ruling in a conservative backlash against diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. McDonald's said it'll retire specific goals for achieving diversity at senior leadership levels and end a program that encourages its suppliers to develop diversity training. The company's diversity team will be renamed to the Global Inclusion Team. The Chicago burger giant says it remains committed to inclusion and believes a diverse workforce is a competitive advantage. I'm Haya Panjwani.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.